608 today. All the eyes of the world are on Haiti at Port-au-Prince. Of course, they're still trying to get enough food and water to the masses, the hungry, the homeless. The good news is still finding people alive underneath all of that rubble. We're going to be talking a lot about Haiti and the relief efforts and what the United States is doing in other countries as well. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right from the get-go, very pleased to welcome to our show somebody who was part of a team that took the initiative to go to Haiti and help, Dr. Terry Madsen and his wife, Kathleen, who's a nurse. Dr. Madsen was there just, gosh, maybe 24, 48 hours ago with a group of doctors from Forest Park Medical Center in Dallas. Doc, what was that whirlwind trip like for you? Describe to us what you saw in Haiti.
Well, when we arrived, the airport was really chaotic. There's all kinds of planes landing, everyone really waiting for ground transportation. The hardest thing for us to get was actually ground transportation. Once we sort of got mobile after about an hour or so, just a lot of devastation, a lot of flattened buildings, just tons and tons of people in the streets, just humanity in the streets everywhere. I guess when you don't have a home to go to, you have nowhere else to go but the streets. And then when we finally arrived to the hospital, it was incredible. What was actually their parking lot turned into their waiting room and their triage area. There's people on the ground lying on doors and mattresses they brought from home and sheets. Was a pretty incredible sight.
What did you, because every doctor had a different role, what did you specialize in, and were you doing this round the clock at the time you were there?
I'm an orthopedic surgeon, so I did some of the amputations. I did a lot of the splinting and reducing fractures that had been out since Tuesday, so 4 or 5 days out. Did a lot of procedures that released pressure in the legs from crush injuries and whatnot called fasciotomies to allow people to salvage their legs. We worked about 18 to 20 hours a day. The hospital actually stopped allowing patients in at about 10 o'clock in the evening. And so by the time we finished kind of working up and treating everybody, it was usually about midnight, 1 o'clock, and then we'd go to sleep about then and then get up again at 6 o'clock in the morning and start all over again.
Yeah, and you were talking about saving the legs and limbs that you could, but you probably, and this is the reports that are coming out now, and obviously you were there and did this, but it's one of those situations with recovering people who are, let's face it, half dead, sadly, and to save them, you have to do the amputations, right? Because we're hearing that's the big thing that's going on with most doctors.
Yeah, what's happening is actually the people have had what's called an open fracture where the bone actually penetrates the skin, and those have been sitting around since Tuesday. So now the bone is infected, the leg is infected, and in order to save their life, you have to amputate the leg to prevent sepsis and eventual death. So that's what happened with a lot of people. Other people had crush injuries and compartment syndromes and had essentially the muscle and everything else in the lower part of the leg was dead and required amputation to prevent any septic changes.
Now, you talked about getting there and flying in. How rough was it to actually get that flight in because of the airport, and even surrounding airports were pretty jammed up? And you went right at the beginning of this, because this was just over the weekend, a couple of days, really a handful of days after the quake. What was that experience like trying to get the plane down?
Actually, we were quite lucky. We never actually ended up in a holding pattern. We had two different planes, and interestingly enough, we landed at two different airports that happened to be like 5 minutes away from each other. We actually had to taxi to the other airport to meet up with our other plane. Well, we did not have a delay at all. I think our Dr. Toussaint, who kind of organized the trip, had made some special arrangements to ensure that we would be able to land, but we actually didn't even end up in a holding pattern at all. We immediately landed.
Wow, that's terrific, because, you know, there were groups after you that even that couldn't even get in. Especially Sunday was a terrible day for a lot of people, and like you said, you weren't even in that holding pattern. So many flights were in that were stuck up in the skies, and a lot of them were supplies, bringing supplies in. I understand that you saw the need. Obviously, your group saw the need. So eventually what happened is you made a call, or Dr. Toussaint, who's incredible, I guess can move mountains, he made a call, and there was another jet that came in with supplies that people needed. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, the two jets we went in on were loaded with as many supplies as we could carry by weight, and we actually had to take a few things off of the plane to make weight, and we had those same two planes come back the next day on Sunday with supplies, and sent a team down to unload them and bring them in. Yeah, so it was we brought a lot of supplies, and we left a lot of supplies for the teams following us to use on the Haitians.
Now, the other teams that followed you, because there's doctors coming in from all over the place, obviously from the United States, but other countries as well. Did you share any information with other doctors from other parts of the world?
Yeah, there was a group of doctors from France that were there when we arrived. There was some doctors from St. Thomas. There's some doctors from Florida. Quite a few doctors came in from Florida. Yeah, we kind of all just kind of worked together as best as we could.
What, and you also brought, I mentioned this, your wife Kathleen is a nurse, and she was there as well, and there were, I think, a couple of nurses. That need had to be great, too, not just the doctors, right?
Yeah, actually, we were fortunate to bring the nurses, and they had a huge impact on patient care. I think we took quite a few nurses, actually, more like 7 or 8 nurses. And I think they were going to actually be sorely missed, because most of the other groups arrived with physicians and not so much with auxiliary staff. There was a few nurses that came from a different place in Florida, but far and away we brought the most nurses, and they had a huge impact on the outcome and the care of the patients, for sure.
And you gave us a description of what it was like, but what was your takeaway from Haiti, personally, after doing what you did and what the other doctors did? How did you feel as you left Haiti?
I think we felt like we made a difference, and I think that everyone left with a huge admiration for the people of Haiti. I mean, their incredible resolve and their incredible strength, and you never heard them complain. I mean, you had people coming in. One gentleman had a shoulder dislocation and a forearm fracture on his left arm. His forearm was fractured. His right shoulder was dislocated. When he came in, he never complained of either one of them hurting. In fact, he didn't even mention his left arm. It was only after I asked him to lift up his left arm that I noticed his forearm was broken and his shoulder was dislocated. And he didn't complain that it hurt. He complained that he couldn't lift he came in because he couldn't lift his shoulder. So he ended up getting his shoulder relocated and his forearm stabilized. But, I mean, he never, ever complained of pain.
Mm. Well, Dr. Terry Madsen. Yeah, that's incredible that to be able to do that and not complain. Doctor, thanks so much for and the group from Forest Park Medical Center for reaching out the way you did. As Americans, it makes us proud to see so many doctors and others across the country trying to do whatever they can. And we'll talk to you hopefully in the near future about some other things, orthopedic things. But thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you bet. Anytime. You have a good night.
You too. All right, Dr. Terry Madsen and his wife Kathleen, just a couple of the people who have gone over to Haiti to do what they can to lend a hand. Stay with us, everybody.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. if auto ship B? So call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Went with a group of doctors down to Haiti and what that was like to be among the Haitian people. And he said his takeaway is that the people were just so great. How sad. There's so many bodies that they're burying that the coffins are hard to find now. Because think about it. They don't have the amount of coffins around or in shops or whatever. The wooden coffins that you would see the first few days after the quake that were fastened to the trucks and even the station wagons, you can't find. So as one Haitian described in an interview I happened to see, he said they bury you like a dog. They don't bury you in caskets. Ugh, just awful. Picture that. Imagine 7.0 earthquake just 1 week ago. So even the most basic things, basic services, but basic things like funeral rites when somebody that you love has died, if they can even find them. So the horrors also are mounting as far as burial rights are concerned, too. All right, we move on to what is also a huge story here in the United States. We talked about it ad nauseum, of course, for the past couple of weeks. But I told you, look out. The GOP has to be cranked up. Here's what happened earlier in the day. Martha Coakley. All of the Democratic hopes were pinned on the Attorney General of Massachusetts to become the next senator to fill Ted Kennedy's slot. And this is a little snippet of her and how confident she was heading to the polls in the morning.
How are you feeling?
We're feeling great. I'm reminded in the primary, one of my workers told me that a senior woman voter came out, saw the Coakley sign, and she said, "Oh, I wanted to vote for her, but she wasn't on my ballot." And then we realized she must have taken a Republican ballot. But today, she'll be able to vote for Martha Kukli because it's a pretty clear choice.
What has been the days here for you? I mean, this was a nasty campaign. Can you talk about coming in here and voting and being here?
You know, it's been a short, intense campaign, no question about it. Voters are paying attention. That's a good thing. This is my neighborhood. All my neighbors are helping holding signs. We've got signs all over here. I love living in Medford. And it means a lot to be able to come down here to this school and cast a vote. It's really what this country and democracy is about. People get to choose today.
I think it's a good thing. People certainly do get to choose. And on the other side of things, in Massachusetts, which is an incredibly liberal state, Republican Scott Brown rode into a little traffic jam with reporters and whatnot trying to get his comments as he was also casting his vote early in the day.
Todd, is some of this a little unbelievable?
It's been fun. It's been fun.
What are you feeling this morning? Nervous?
Are you expecting tonight?
I'm just here to vote, and you know, I'm encouraging everybody else to get out and vote. This has been fun. I'm honored to be here, and I'm very, very excited. Watch yourself. Very, very excited for the results.
Why did this campaign
surge past Martha? I'm not sure if it has. I'm up in some polls. I'm down in some polls, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Scott, how are you feeling today? How are you feeling as you head into
How are you? Hi, how are you? Nice to see you and meet you finally.
Who are you voting for today?
I'm going to vote for myself.
How are you feeling?
So obviously he did vote for himself, but he wasn't the only one who voted in the Republicans' direction. It's crazy what happened in Massachusetts. Brown won 52% to 47%. Turnout was pretty exceptional for a special election in January. More voters, in fact, showed up at the polls. I talked to someone early in the day, and it looked like it was going to be a jam house at some of the major hubs, of course, major polling places. More people showed up at the polls than in any non-presidential general election in Massachusetts since 1990. So interesting. Just a day shy of the first anniversary of Obama swearing in as the president of the United States, the election played out with lots of craziness, animosity, resentment from voters. You know, in Massachusetts, they've got high unemployment, just like other places as well, and the federal budget deficits, all that stuff was on the minds, I think, of many of the voters. But in particular, the main thing that won it for Brown was health care. So how interesting. Brown was considered a long shot for weeks, and he seized on the discontent, and he overtook Coakley in the final stretch. See, voting can make a difference. This is the bluest of blue states. Can you imagine? As liberal as you could possibly get. So this is an amazing shot in the arm for the GOP, and I think it's a shade of things to come for the Democrats. Now, Obama called Coakley, of course, afterwards and said, you know, hey, we can't win them all. She reported that. She said that that's what Obama had told her. But Brown is going to be the first Republican senator from Massachusetts in 30 years. Wow. So even before they started to announce the results early in the evening, because I was watching them come in, the administration, they, you know, they were already casting blame, accusing her of a poorly run campaign. I think it was overreaching, thinking, well, hey, we've got this. We've got this sewn up. When she didn't know who Curt Schilling was, legendary Curt Schilling, Boston Red Sox, of everything that the people in that city have gone through, even if they weren't huge baseball fans, they certainly know the Red Sox, they certainly know winning the World Series, and they certainly knew the name Curt Schilling. And then when she was, it seems silly, but when she was asked that question, she had no clue. And she had no clue about the way the winds were blowing, and the people around her didn't either in Massachusetts. So then the question becomes, now what happens to healthcare? We talked about it a little bit on our last show, so we'll talk about it a little bit more here on ATN as we travel down the road in this jam-packed hour. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. He gets the first crack at it. Tomas, make it good. What's up?
Well, it is an honor to be on your show on such an important night, young lady. And I'm thinking the Democrats probably didn't turn out as much as they should have. And I guess, you know, Kate, it's because they didn't get from Obama the hope and change that they wanted.
Right.
I mean, about this guy, he's got 60 senators in the Senate. He's got a huge majority in the House. He's got the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And in Iraq and Afghanistan, he went 180 degrees against what he promised. In health care, you know, all he has to do is get 51 senators to get rid of the filibuster thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could pass health care. Everybody knows that. And he hasn't done that. NAFTA. He was against NAFTA. And, you know, the jobs and the companies keep leaving America. He hasn't done anything against that. The jobs, the employment, unemployment rate is what, 10%? And among the black community, you know, it's probably 30%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The house, people are losing their houses still. You know, if he would have done what Roosevelt did back in the first depression and said there's a moratorium on foreclosures, that would have saved probably, you know, 100,000 homes at least.
Right, I agree.
What has he done? He put a Puerto Rican lady on the Supreme Court. That's it. I don't. What else has he done? Nothing. And I think when you do nothing and you have all those bullets, you know, the House, the Senate, the White House, people are just going to stay home. And, you know, it's safe, but that's good. Maybe I don't hate to say it, but when the people react in a democratic process, that's good.
I think it's good, too. I think it's good. Absolutely. I'm glad that you said that. I mentioned it because you had bigger crowds. You have to go all the way back to 1990 for an election that wasn't a presidential election. It wasn't a general election. It was a special election, and that is a good thing. The democratic process works, and I truly believe that part of this, Tomas, is... The turnout was big. They're calculating now, but they're saying that they had top almost everyone in a lot of the precincts. And it was, as I said, their biggest turnout since 1990 in this kind of an election, a special election. So that, I think that's a good thing. And here's the other deal on that. Tomas, thanks. The other deal is that you had a lot of independents who went out and they voted, and they didn't vote for the Attorney General, Martha Coakley. They voted for Scott Brown for the most part. If you listen to the information coming out after people voted, and that's a bad thing. That does not bode well for the Democrats. So a Brown victory could pretty much kill Obama's chief domestic priority, because now Republicans could block further Senate action, of course, on health care with that filibuster. Stay with us. Some more calls on the flip side.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. first, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Tonight, the independent voice of Massachusetts has spoken. From the Berkshires to Boston, to from Springfield to Cape Cod, the voters of this Commonwealth defied the odds and the experts. Tonight, the independent majority has delivered a great victory. People of Massachusetts for electing me as your next United States Senator. And every day I hold this office, I will give all that is in me to serve you well and make you proud. And most of all, I will remember. Thank you, Mom. Most of all, I will remember that while the honor is mine, this Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party, and as I said before, and you've heard it today, and you'll hear it loud and clear, this is the people's seat!
All right, you gotta love that. That was actually a pretty strong speech because he played to the independents, which is what I said. A lot of the independents are, and that's the thing. A lot of the independents voted for Brown. Coakley did not win over the independents as the majority. So that's part of what got Scott Brown elected. Now what happens with health care? That's where we're at. Hey everybody, America Tonight, Kate Delaney as we go coast to coast. And every port in between, even over the border. In Canada, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Hey, you know, speaking of healthcare, you and I have talked a lot about the Canadian system.
Right.
It's a dose of reality for a lot of people who, one, at first really wanted to see a, what they were calling the public option or everybody to be insured.
Right.
And there was big warnings from other people in Canada and in France and in England about how that actually plays out once you're part of that system. Now the Democrats in this White House will be lucky if they get any kind of health care reform actually passed.
So what does that mean to average Joe Lunchbucket then?
I don't know. I think, here's what I think. The thing to do would be, if it's a defeat, if it's done, it's over, then I think you go back to the drawing board and instead what you try to do is come up with a bipartisan, a really true bipartisan health care plan, work on it for real, instead of, oh my gosh, here's what you get, we're in the back door, I want Medicare. Because this is what happened, it became like a grab bag, almost, sort of. In a weird way, it reminded me of, you know, Sam, when you go to the, well, you've been to bas mitzvahs or bar mitzvahs, and you know when you go to parties like that and they have a centerpiece and somebody gets to keep the centerpiece on the table?
Also, like, yeah, not necessarily. I've been, not necessarily. It's like, okay, Cohen had this in some bar mitzvahs. It's a game of one-upsmanship.
Right.
Right, you know.
And that's exactly what happened. The dealings, I think the dealings, and it started to get revealed, and people, what they underestimated was the people really rising up and paying attention and not, I think, not being distracted by the other things around them as much as politicians would like. Talk radio was part of that, but also the internet, all kinds of outlets, and the and the various meetings that senators and congresspeople had across the country. And we'll see where it ends up, but could be in the toilet.
Yeah, but, okay, did the Kennedy family in any way, shape, or form get involved in this campaign?
They did. Vicky Kennedy helped Martha Coakley, especially over the weekend and heading into this.
Right.
Tried to give her advice and tried to, and certainly went out and campaigned for her. But I think that's the problem. I think the problem is nobody really knew too much about Martha Coakley, and she didn't press hard.
Right.
She was asked a question, something about
Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, Kurt Schilling. I talked about that already. But she was also asked, you know, what about, because she was criticized, why weren't you out shaking more hands and talking to people and all this sort of stuff? And she said, are you in the freezing temperatures? What, do you want me to stand outside of Fenway and shake hands? And the answer is yes. You shake a lot of hands, you kiss a lot of booty, and you kiss a lot of babies. And she didn't really do that till the tail end when there was panic that the Republican, Scott Brown, was starting to catch up. That's when they started to put on the full speed ahead. And it was too late, I think.
Yeah, but you know what I think is happening right now with Martha Coakley? She's probably saying, you know, like you said, she didn't want to go outside and freeze her derriere off. She's probably saying, you, and you. But if she would have won, it would have been me, and me.
Yeah.
You know, and frankly, those things, it's like people like that, even at work, even Julie, you know, doesn't like people like that. It's like, hey, we lose as a team. Sorry to throw in a sports analogy. You lose as a team, you win as a team. Thank you. And I spoke to our favorite rabbinical person. Israel's helping out in Haiti.
Oh, yeah, Israel. I'm glad you brought that up and that Stephen talked to you. And for people who don't know, the nephew of Sam, Stephen, is a rabbi in Israel. And the Israelis are incredible at mass units. In fact, they're the best.
Oh,
I mean, they're the people to learn from. You have a crisis. Isn't it funny? We keep going back to Israel, whether it's air security or it's mass units. But that's the truth. I've talked to relief people in the past. And in fact, we had a guest on maybe 6 months ago talking about the way the Israelis do it is the way that you should emulate, because they know how to get people away from the areas, put up the tents, take care of them. And so you're right. Israel has been huge in this.
Right. So don't say as some European people have been saying that America's invading Haiti. By the way, I don't know if you heard, but even Cuba's probably told some of the some United States relief people, land with us, because I think flying through Cuban airspace cuts the travel time down by an hour or something. So I guess, you know, every hour does help. At least
oh, of course. And the main thing is, though, the main problem is having a central command. You have to have some organization. I mean, all the money in the world can pour in all the supplies, but if they're not delivered, it doesn't matter because you're not getting the needs to the people.
No.
And that's the problem. They need the water. I mean, it's ridiculous amounts of water a day. And how many people are you feeding a day? How many meals can you get to folks? You have so many people that are homeless.
Right.
And then the other sad thing is, because of the chaos, and I said this before, there aren't coffins. They're just burying people in holes. But you have bodies all over the place,
well,
and that's also blocking the streets.
I hate to bring that up, but I don't know. You've seen films on the Holocaust.
Yes.
Towards the end, it was like that with the Jews. So, I mean, I've talked to friends of mine whose parents have been through it. In a way, they're feeling for the Haitian people because of, you know, what they're going through.
Sure.
You know, and stuff like that. And the supermarket chain she works for, tomorrow, all the store's profits are going to Haitian relief. All the different franchisees have been told, your profits, tomorrow's profits, if you make any, the way the economy's going nowadays, anything's possible. All the profits from tomorrow's sales go to Haitian relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, and like I said, Julie had a couple of people who have family there. It's good news, bad news type thing. Some relatives made it, a couple others unfortunately didn't. But I mean, in something like that, you know that's gonna happen. You know?
Yeah, oh yeah. And there's still people missing. There's still what's interesting is they're still finding some people here and there, and then this is a week after,
right,
which is incredible. There's been sad stories and some amazing stories throughout this whole thing this past week.
I don't sort of bring in like one of the Indianapolis Colts players, Pierre Gasol. Yeah, I don't know if you saw when the Colts won, I think it was Saturday night. He took the Haitian flag and wrapped it around his body, and I thought, whoa, that is really like something like he really cares about it. He really cares about his ancestral homeland. And I don't know if you know this, but the NFLPA donated $1 million to Haitian relief.
How much? A million?
A million. Hey, I know the players are making a lot of money, but not that much.
Yeah, that's terrific.
$1 million, so.
Wow, that's just like Sandra Bullock, the actress, gave $1 million, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, for sure. And I mean, all the outpouring here in Montreal. I mean, like another airline called Air Transat in about 2 hours will be sending out a volunteer flight crew with supplies to Haiti. So you know, here in Montreal, like I said, we do have a big Haitian community. So you know, everyone yelled "Hey Boo," and we all chipped in. But a couple of times people have called and said, I'm collecting for Haitian relief. Yeah, what's the name of your organization? Call you back. Because, you know, nowadays, you know.
Yeah, scams.
Yeah, you know it. But at least with Julie, where she works, the people, they work for, like, they're working for a decent, recognized organization. So, you know, so when they said, oh, yeah, by the way, it's for Haitian relief, I said, who's it from? She goes, it's for my fellow employee, Jeanne. I went, oh yeah, she's on the board of directors of the Montreal North Haitian Community Center. Okay, that's fine. And like I said, she put me down for money. Like I said, thank you for spending my money. But
there you go.
Yeah,
but that's
okay.
All good. All the things that you just told us, connecting the dots, my friend, is all positive.
Okay, you want me to, next time I speak to a certain redhead, by the way, he predicts it's going to be a New York, his
Jets?
Gut says the Jets.
All right, Jets, we'll see. It's going to be a tall task for them against the Colts. Thanks, Sam. And, of course, we have Nailed the Score coming up on Thursday in our third hour. Don't know which game it's going to be, the AFC or the NFC championship game. But you'll have a chance to nail the score and win some fabulous prizes. Coakley was complacent. We'll talk about it next.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
David Axelrod, one of the main men, foot soldier, if you will, for President Obama, said that Scott Brown ran a clever race for Senate while Congressman Weiner from New York says that health care is officially dead if Scott Brown wins. Scott Brown won. It is surprising and worth spending more time on. It shows a few things. This is a very, very liberal state, or certainly was, Massachusetts. You had a lot of independents. There were a lot of independents in Massachusetts. And you would assume that, and based on some of the stuff that I heard coming out of Boston, for example, and some of the suburbs, you would assume that a lot of those independents voted for Brown, and that's what swung the total. But the interesting thing is there are no exit polls for that Senate race. It's actually kind of shocking why. But they didn't think, you know, they figured Coakley's up 15 points. One of the local papers had a huge banner headline that screamed it about a week, you know, just a couple of days ago, actually. And since they didn't expect a close election, they thought the exit polls wouldn't really be needed there because who cares? So this is obviously missing in the mix. Now, conversations with the man on the street who voted showed that there were certainly a lot of those independents. And I'm thinking that's what you see with the numbers, having the Republican capture that seat. and he took it clean. The numbers were 52% of the vote for Scott Brown, which would equate to 1,153,808, 47% from Martha Coakley, the Democrat, 1,052,391. That's the up-to-date number. And you have a guy like Senator Jim Webb weighing in, too, Democrat from Virginia, saying, let's suspend the votes on health care legislation until the senator-elect is seated. Now, this will be an interesting thing. I think I said this the other day. The race was on to hurry up, let's push this through. But thinking Martha Coakley was going to win it, for the Democrats, you know, they could lay back a little bit, not worried, because knowing exactly that she would vote for health care reform. Now it's a different story. So the push is on to change Lieberman's mind, to have something happen to vote for cloture this week. But I don't think so. And Webb issued an interesting statement that's saying, you know, putting to bed the notion of that quick hurry up, get that Senate vote out of reach. And what he said was, in many ways, the campaign in Massachusetts became a referendum not only on health care reform, but also on the openness and integrity of our government process. And it's vital we restore the respect of the American people. And this is from him, the statement he released, in our system of government and in our leaders. To that end, I believe it would only be fair and prudent that we suspend further votes on health care legislation until Senator-elect Brown is seated. And I think he's right. It shows something about the process. Remember, there was concern about voter fraud. There were people that were going to eyeball some of the polling places, and it doesn't look like that. It looks as though this was pretty clean as they can get anyway, because who's to say 100%? And the Democrats thought that they had this wrapped up. So since the 70s, can you imagine, since 72, they have not had a Republican in a Senate seat. Wow. I'll tell you, the one person I wouldn't want to be in this whole thing, the person I wouldn't want to be is Martha Coakley, because the why ask why people are coming out of the woodwork, and it's obvious. I mentioned a couple of the main things. She wasn't out there really pounding it, wearing those shoes out. That's what you have to do. You got to meet with people. You got to shake hands. You got to get out there. She wasn't doing that. They really believed that this was pretty close to a layup. And now the DNC, and you know, what the DNC is saying, the official party line is, They're saying that they did everything that they were asked to get to do, and they've been involved in the race for several weeks, not just the last one. And, you know, they didn't, because they're reacting to the failure to keep her on the campaign trail, and they didn't do usually what happens in the counterattack ads, something negative about the other candidate. They didn't do that. They didn't stay on the air in December. He was running his campaign through December. All of that wasn't happening with Coakley. So that's what I'm talking about when it comes to complacency. It's the worst case of a blunder that I can think of. Actually, I think it's one of the worst cases of a blunder politically that I can think of either party the entire time that I've been doing talk radio. And if you ask how long I've been doing talk radio, I'll answer the question out there. It's been 12 years, and I haven't seen anything like this. It was not a well-run campaign whatsoever. It was a lot of assumptions. You know what they say about assumptions. So moving forward, I think the smart thing to do is Jim Webb is right. The senator's right. I think you freeze it. You make the vote when he comes in, but it's healthcare is the main issue for Obama. And, you know, we had a caller right at the top. It was, I think, Tomas from Michigan who said, what has he done? What has he done? And people are starting to ask that. And you can say he inherited problems, the wars, absolutely, the nonsense with the Wall Street guys, but the stimulus was a bomb. So far, really, it's been a bomb. And this is an incredible wake-up call. I mean, the wake-up calls don't get any bigger than this one, having the Republican Scott Brown winning in Massachusetts. The people certainly there have spoken. And even Barney Frank says the health care approach, and this is Barney Frank, is no longer appropriate. Wow. And so, you know, it's how far down in flames does this go? Is it about rebooting it? And now you have to live with the consequences. So the people of Massachusetts, who actually you could say they know about health care, you certainly could say that, because of the health insurance and the same-sex marriages and all the other things that they've had in Massachusetts, and they didn't align themselves with the person who was going to vote for health care reform. They chose the other guy, the other guy. So there's no way the GOP, there's no way they're going to swing Republicans around on this. They're going to say, no, I guarantee it, guarantee it. So the voters are getting exactly what they asked for. The smart thing to do, the smart play, would be to reboot, to have open discussions, to include doctors, to really be transparent, to try to get both sides to work it out and work on different things, not specific political agendas, but specific things that they've heard from the American people. But do you think that's a possibility? I think if anything, there'll be more divisiveness, or there is starting to feel like there's more divisiveness on the Hill. I'll say it again. I think I'm blue in the face from saying this over and over again, but boy, a third party sounds good. The more that we talk about the political dance in Washington, the more that sounds good to me. I did like Scott Brown's acceptance speech, however. He acknowledged the independence, and we'll see, like other politicians, he talks about working together. We'll see what he does once he gets to Washington. But one thing we can be assured of, we know he is absolutely not going to vote for this health care reform. There's no way in the current version, because that's specifically what he ran on. Guarantee it is locked. There is no way that his mind will be changed on that. Something to think about, huh? Hey, you can always flip me an email. How do you do that? Well, send it this way, americatonight.net.
You have mail, mistress.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time!